Well, thank you. Thank you. First of all, there's so many people to thank. Obviously, Mike Brown and Katie Blackburn, Troy Blackburn and Pete Brown and PB, just for the opportunity to be here. Coming back here last year, the thing was so comfortable to me. I was with some people that I knew before. It was great being over on defense. Obviously, offense is where I'm most comfortable. But obviously, being with Mike Zimmer was great for me. But, you know, obviously I left out a person to thank, which is Coach Lewis, and I never want to forget to do that. I just thank him for the opportunity to have me be able to come back here, the place where I've been, in some very comfortable surroundings to coach football.
What can you bring for as a running back coach?
Well, I mean, obviously the running back coach was coached by one of the best ever here in Coach Anderson, so I have to do everything I can to keep that same standard. Keep it as high as it's been. I mean, he's did a tremendous job here, and obviously following him, there's some pressure to that, but I'm looking forward to the challenge. We have a good group of guys here, and obviously as we move forward, I'm sure the organization will continue to add to that position. So I'm looking forward to it and looking forward to coaching that position.
Are you pretty comfortable with the fact that Gruden is staying and Zim is staying with the staff?
Oh, yeah. I think it's a tremendous staff. I mean, it's a credit to Marvin that the staff is still here. It's a staff that's been in two straight playoffs. And I think it's only going to get better. You know, I think obviously we're still trying to get the monkey off our back by winning a playoff game. But there's no question when you can keep everybody intact, the chances of that happening is greater than not. Is that it?
What do you do now? Next few days, what's...
The next few days for me, I obviously start really learning this offense. I mean, that's what I need to do now. I need to get off the defensive mentality and really jump over into the offense, into Jay's offense, and see where I can help and learn exactly what it is that he wants these running backs to do so they can go out and play well.
What's it going to be like just to be back, you know, in that offense?
Oh, that is exciting for me. That's, like I said, that's where I'm most comfortable. It's going to be fun because I'm going back to the first position I've ever coached in this league, which is at running back. So, like I said, it's going to be exciting, and obviously there's some room for us to grow in that area. So we're looking forward to it.
The duties of a special assistant.
Well, I'm sure Marvin can find. I'm sure Marvin can find a lot of things for me to do. Just knowing him, I mean, obviously there's things that a head coach sometimes just get overwhelmed with. So many different things, and he's done it well for 10 years. So hopefully, whatever it is that he needs from me, he knows he can lean on me that way, and I'll do whatever to assist him. You know, having sat in that chair, I know it can be a lot of things that sometimes you don't want to do. You know, but whatever those are, I'm willing to help him out with.
He seems to be relying on your head coaching experience, even though it was for a year. It was obviously, you know, to have another guy like that, I would imagine it's part of the duties.
Right, I would think so. But again, he will, you know, he will make that how he sees fit. You know, and obviously we've talked so many different times about things that happen in games and situations and all those things. So maybe I think he probably feels that there is a role for me to help him in some of those things as we move forward.